and put it underneath the image analyzer, it would come out distorted. But the shroud is the only image of the world in the world, two-dimensional image. When you put it under this analyzer, it comes out as a perfect three-dimensional image of a man who was buried in the cloth. Now, if you looked at any other photograph underneath this kind of an image analyzer, it will come out distorted. But you can actually see photographs in some of these books and on the videos of what the shroud looks like in a three-dimensional way. A third evidence for the authenticity of the shroud is the pollen analysis that it was done and is still being done. Max Frei, the Swiss criminologist, took 58 species of pollen off the shroud, 45 from Jerusalem and the surrounding area. Now, if the shroud originated in the 13th century in Europe, see, we have an exact history of the shroud from from 1350 on. How did it get all this pollen from the area of Jerusalem if it was so-called invented in the Middle Ages in Italy or France? Now, as I said, 45 of these species of pollen are found in the Holy Land, and 18 of these are found only in the Holy Land. So we know, and in fact, the Dr. Dineen, who's the leading expert on pollen, a Jewish doctor in Israel, has said that there's no doubt in his mind that the shroud originated in Jerusalem, in that area, between like Jerusalem and Jericho. And what's also fascinating is that the pollen, most of these pollens are ones that bloom in the spring. And we know that our Lord, because of the Feast of the Passover, was around April, beginning of April, many of these pollens would have been in bloom at that time. A fourth reason for the shroud's authenticity is that the scientists have determined that there are no pigments or paints on the shroud, but the image is made by oxidation of the top linen fibrils. Basically, the top 6 microns of the shroud have this scorch image. And now 6 microns is very small. I mean, that's less than the thickness of a human hair. So there's no pigments, there's no paint, and there's no brush marks. There's no directionality of any kind on the shroud. So it's made by the oxidation of the top linen fibrils. It's also been determined that it's not simply a contact image, because there are places that the shroud touched the body, for example, like the tip of the nose and parts of the back, but there's places where the shroud actually was not touching the body. Some of the places were half an inch or an inch away from the shroud, and yet an image was made on the shroud. Now, what's also interesting about the image is that fire and water do not affect the image. For example, the fire of 1532, remember 920 degrees centigrade at least, if the image was of a paint, that would have melted the pigment and it would have smeared it. And when the shroud, when they put out the fire on the shroud, the water would have also affected if it was a pigment. So we know that the image is not affected by water or by heat. A fifth reason why many scientists believe the shroud is authentic is because of their studies with ultraviolet light. See, with ultraviolet light, you can actually see blood serum halos around every one of the scourge marks. And the blood serum, which came out of the side, which John in the Gospel reported as blood and water. And you can only see that with ultraviolet light. So if this was a fabrication of, let's say, a 13th century artist, you can't even see the blood serum halo with the naked eye. You need ultraviolet light to see this. So why would an artist put these halos around each of the scourge marks and coming out of the side as well? A sixth reason would be that the shroud image not only gives us soft tissue information, but it also gives us bone structure information. Now this is amazing. If you look at the image on the shroud, through magnification, you can actually see teeth through a closed mouth. So you're actually getting the radiation, almost like an x-ray of the man on the shroud. You can actually see some bone structures. The scientists have seen certain vertebrae